Now, Iranian Defense Minister Hossein Dehghan says that Russia's use of an airbase in the country's western city of Hamadan came upon Syria's request. He said Tehran agreed to Russia's military's deployment to the Nowshera airbase after terrorists in Syria received heavy armaments from Saudi Arabia and the United States. He said the deployment was necessary for stepped-up Russian air support in the face of the terrorists' increased firepower. Tehran stressed Russians don't have a military base on Iranian soil. He explained that Russian aircraft have been allowed to use the airbase temporarily to launch their operations and to refuel. The Iranian minister, however, criticized Russia's showy announcement of the cooperation and the media hype that it caused. And now joining us for more on that story is Mr. Richard Becker of the Answer Coalition out of San Francisco. And Mr. Becker, welcome again, once again, to Press TV's Top 5. Now, Iran, as part of its cooperation with Russia, trying to help out Damascus, is allowing Moscow to utilize Iranian soil to target the terrorists in Syria. Your thoughts?
Well, clearly, the effects of Daesh are devastating, and Al-Qaeda as well. And these are really, I would say, right-wing terrorist organizations which have no regard at all for human life. They have a murderous record. And the fact that there is now an alliance that is fighting them and fighting them very seriously is something that I think is an encouraging development. You know, no one likes to see the war. No one likes to see the bombing. But we see images presented to us of the effects of airstrikes by Russia or by Syria, but we see much less in the way of the graphic images of the death and destruction and the horrors that have been inflicted on the people of Iraq and Syria and Libya and other countries by these terrorist organizations.
And there are some regional countries that continue to fund and arm these terrorist organizations. Does that seem to bother you? I mean, to what extent are they willing to, you know, cause this death, destruction, and these civilian casualties to get their political ends in Syria?
Well, I think we're talking about countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and Saudi Arabia is also not only providing heavy weaponry to the armed opposition inside Syria, but is also waging its own brutal war, and we see virtually no images of that against the people in Yemen. And while we say Saudi Arabia and Qatar and others, we have to keep in mind that it's the U.S. and Britain who are providing the bombs, who are providing the weaponry for Saudi Arabia and providing vast quantities of other weaponry that then ends up in the hands of the armed opposition inside Syria. And those bombs are the bombs that are falling on the people of Yemen.
And how effective do you think that the Iranian and Russian contribution and cooperation with Damascus, I mean, you know, their cooperation together and with Damascus and their contribution to the fighting the opposition in Syria has been in the fight against the foreign-backed insurgency in Syria?
Well, I think that it looked a year and a half ago as if or several months ago even, that it looked like Syria was, the Syrian government was losing ground, and that situation has turned around. I mean, I must say, deeply, deeply regret what has happened to Syria, what has happened to Iraq, what has happened to Libya, what has happened to Yemen. These are the products of Western intervention and the intervention by the allies of the Western big powers in these countries. But primarily, the responsibility, the blame rests with Washington.
Ultimately, regardless of what the outcome is in Syria, we have to agree there'll never be any real winners after all the civilian casualties, after all the infrastructure damage and just annihilated in that country. Thank you, Mr. Richard Becker of the Answer Coalition, for joining us out of San Francisco.